And welcome back to Dakota Midday here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. My name is Joe Telestis. Carl Kirky's off this week. He will return. We have a great show coming up today, and really it kind of threads together because we're going to talk about landscapes and lots of different kinds of landscapes. The beauty of nature, the beauty of our state and who we are and what we are, and how to make your landscape a little bit better later on when we talk gardening as well. But we're going to start today's Dakota Midday with a great natural spot and news about the Nature Conservancy and Whitney Preserve. Out in the Southern Black Hills. Joining us today is Carissa Krieger. She's Program Coordinator for the Nature Conservancy. Carissa Krieger, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on.
Carissa, you're in our Rapid City Studios at the Dahl Art Center today. For those not familiar, can you tell us about the Nature Conservancy, what it is overall, and what impact you have, not only here, of course, but wherever you reach?
Sure, absolutely. The Nature Conservancy is actually a global nonprofit conservation organization. So we do work around the world, and we also work very locally wherever we work. So I am a part of our Western Dakotas program. Our main office is in Rapid City, South Dakota, and we work in Western South Dakota throughout the landscape, but focused in certain areas that have very high diversity and are intact and important for conservation.
So just to make it clear, is that your area, but the Nature Conservancy, is it a national group or beyond?
That's correct. It's actually both. So we have a global organization, mm-hmm. and then we work nationally throughout the U.S. We work in all 50 states, and our program focuses right here in Western South Dakota.
Very good. How long have you been here, what was the – was there a seminal event that made – making where you are in the Southern Hills make sense back at the time of the founding?
Mm-hmm. The Nature Conservancy actually has a very long history in South Dakota. Dr. Nathaniel Whitney was one of the original founders, and he kind of cohesively brought people together throughout South Dakota in the 1950s for the original Nature Conservancy of South Dakota. Dr. Nathaniel Whitney is the namesake of the preserve, and so when he passed away, his children left a naming gift to purchase a piece of property at what is now Whitney Preserve, south of Hot Springs. And that property was purchased to conserve and protect a warm spring area south of the Black Hills, or in the Southern Black Hills. And so that was identified using science and working with different partners because of its critical landscape and uniqueness for our area.
Can you give us some more detail about that, and including how big is the area and what are its major features?
Mm-hmm. Whitney Preserve is, again, it was originally purchased to protect the warm springs that lie between Cascade Springs and Cascade Falls. It's the Black Hills' largest perennial stream, so it's home to a lot of migratory birds, a lot of different species that you wouldn't find anywhere else in the Black Hills. It's very unique, and from that area that we protect that spring, we kind of grew. Some of the preserve was originally divided into 40-acre ranchettes to be sold, and we were able to purchase those and make sure that habitat was protected as well. That area of the Black Hills is one of the most wild and undeveloped corners, and so it's very, very critical habitat for a lot of species.
Is that kind of the point of, or one of the points of the Nature Conservancy and the work you're doing at Whitney? Would it be accurate to say that it is your goal to keep it the way it's been?
Well, we do work a lot with people. We care about working with people in the landscape, and so protecting it for future generations is maybe the way I would say it more, too, to make sure that habitat can be around and be a working landscape both now and in the future.
Charles Michael Ray, who you know from runs our Rapid City Bureau, and I think he's there today with you as we're in his studio in Rapid City. Mike, of course, follows fires for us at SDPB, and he tells me that there was a fire on part of the Whitney Preserve a while ago. Tell us about that, and how is the area doing?
Yeah, in 2007, the Alibaugh Fire burned through a lot of the Southern Black Hills. It was a very large fire. Burned about one-third of Whitney Preserve, which is about 4,300 acres now. And when the fire came through, it definitely changed a lot of the landscape. And that landscape is a certain area of the Black Hills that constantly is in flux because of fires. A lot of our fires happen in the Southern Black Hills, and it changes the landscape back and forth between more of a forested area and more of a grassland area. And so it's doing very well.
Is that a tough one for you? Because we were talking earlier, part of your task or mission is to keep areas the way they've been. And it sounds like this area, part of how the way it's always been, is that it goes through these cycles of burning and not burning and everything like that. Is that one of those that it almost seems at times like cross purposes, or am I overthinking? I haven't known to overthink a thing or two.
No. I think maybe it's less of a stagnant keeping things the way you would. So nature is a very dynamic system, and it will adapt back and forth. And so what the Nature Conservancy does is try to protect habitats and make sure that it is allowed to go through those dynamic cycles as well, which is very natural. It's what's happened for thousands and thousands of years. So,
I guess I should ask a very basic question, and that is, tell us about the Whitney in Whitney Preserve.
Mm-hmm. The Whitney, again, is Dr. Nathaniel and his wife, Mary Whitney, and they were very passionate about birding. They were great ornithologists. And Whitney Preserve, because of its perennial stream, is an amazing place for birds. If you love birding, we'd really encourage you to come out. We have a nature trail there that you can hike and see unique birds, again, that you wouldn't see anywhere else. And so when the Whitneys passed away, they both passed away very close to each other in time, and their children wanted to honor them. And so their children were able to give a donation to the Nature Conservancy to protect the area of the Warm Springs that does attract all of these birds, and from there the preserve has grown over the last 15 years.
You say that the Whitneys, again, more or less gave the Nature Conservancy this area. Is that a common way that you acquire designated property, or do you buy things? And does any of that ever raise any kind of controversy with the neighborhood, as it were?
Mm-hmm. The Nature Conservancy definitely sees herself as a neighbor, and one of the common misconceptions, or a few, we do pay property taxes in South Dakota,
okay,
and we never pay above appraised value for any of the property that we own, so we don't want to be tampering with land prices in an area. Most of the lands that we have received have been donations, and so a lot of our work is also with conservation easements, which have often been donated to the Nature Conservancy. Conservation easements, a landowner continues to own the property, but the Nature Conservancy ensures that the property would not be subdivided or cropped from then on. So it keeps it grass-eyed up, kind of keeps it looking the way it is now for future generations.
Mm-hmm. Are there buildings there?
At the Nature Conservancy, at the Whitney Preserve, we just completed a new building. So we created what's called Bev's Bunkhouse.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be the old Brainerd Indian campus and school down there. When we purchased that area, the buildings were very decrepit. We were able to take down some of those buildings, sell a lot of them to be repurposed in other areas, and then recycle or reuse the materials. That campus was taken down, and in its place, we now have Bev's Bunkhouse, which is a multi-purpose facility, which is free of charge to students, researchers, and conservation groups to use at whatever purposes they need to discuss nature, around nature, in nature. We would just want to have it be really an asset for our community and the Black Hills.
If I could back up just a hair, can you tell me about the Brainerd organization and how long was it there? Just, I'm kind of a history guy, and that's one I have not heard of.
Yeah, the Brainerd Indian School actually has a longer history dating back to the 1950s, I believe. It was an Indian school that brought in students from around the region. That Indian school did close down about the 1970s, if I'm correct. And then following that, there was a period where it reopened as kind of a technical school and, again, wasn't having very much success and closed. After it closed, it was about another 10 years more or less before the Nature Conservancy purchased that area. And again, at that time, the buildings were very decrepit. The school had not been used for quite some time. So we're excited to now have that return to education opportunities in nature at the area.
What are your plans for the future? You're opening a new building, and I would guess that that's part of the reason why you're having an open house this weekend. What are other plans for the future?
The Nature Conservancy will continue to work in this area and really wanting to use this facility to build partnerships with other conservationists. A lot of our work is built with partners, and so we are working in Whitney Preserve as well as other areas in western South Dakota, including Kanata Basin, and we kind of work as opportunities arise as well. So a lot of work with donors, a lot of work with partners.
You mentioned that part of what makes the area unique are some hot springs. Is that correct? That are there? And of course, you know, we know about hot springs, the city, and the Evans Plunge and things. Tell us a little bit about these hot springs. And are they delicate? Are they resilient? Do they cause or create any special conditions where conserving an area like that might be a little harder?
The warm water springs are definitely a unique system. They host a lot of rare plants that were brought here by kind of the glaciers that came down and then were conserved because there was the warm springs there. So it's both a delicate system in some regards that these are very rare and threatened at times species or plants, but at the same time they've been around for thousands and thousands of years, so they are also very resilient. Basically, by protecting the area, conserving it, we're able to allow that habitat to continue to be dynamic in future generations.
Mm-hmm. Before we ask you about details on your open house this weekend, you mentioned the Kanata Basin near the Badlands National Park. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, Kanata Basin is for those who aren't familiar, it is located just south of Badlands National Park. Highway 44 runs through it. And it's a mix of badlands formations and grasslands, as well as public and private ownership. And the Nature Conservancy has been working in this area since about 2008. And we are working in the area because it does have a very large, intact prairie dog colony, which is able to provide habitat for many other species. Prairie dogs are considered a keystone species for a lot of others, such as swift fox, burrowing owls, many rare, threatened, and endangered species.
Now let's talk about the events coming up. I believe it's this weekend. You've mentioned a couple. Give us some more ideas of how people can become involved and what they might see or do or hear this weekend during the open house.
Sure. So this weekend on June 7th, Saturday, from 1 to 10 p.m., we are featuring our open house celebration. As I mentioned, it's the 15th anniversary of Whitney Preserve as well, so we invite people to come down and celebrate. We'll have activities throughout that afternoon and evening. Starting at 1:30, we'll have guided hikes. Some of those will be featuring the warm springs and hydrology, exploring that. We have another that will be looking at some of the unique birds that are at the preserve, and a third identifying wild edibles. So if you're interested in kind of roaming the prairie and finding what you might find, come down for that. We'll also have kids' activities. We'll have scavenger hunts, building bluebird houses, so bring your kids and your family. In the evening, we'll have a really brief program to talk about what we're doing in the area, talk about the bunkhouse, and then we'll also have a chili feed, bonfires, and we're going to have live music from the River Liffey Boys, some dancing. And at dusk, we have some hot air balloons coming down, so they will be doing a tethered balloon glow. You'll see the balloons glowing in the canyon landscape. It should be really beautiful.
Wow, indeed. What's the best way for people to participate and to get to the area of the Whitney the Nature Conservancy and again at the Whitney?
Mm-hmm. So, again, to participate, I would encourage people to visit our website. There's several events. This is one of them. Our website is nature.org/South Dakota. We have a lot of our events featured there, so they can find out about those. If they're interested in donating or learning more about our work in western South Dakota, they can find out information there. As far as directions to the preserve is located between Cascade Springs and Cascade Falls, if folks are familiar with those. It's about 8 miles south of Hot Springs on Highway 71, and we'll have balloons at the gate and some oak leaf signs, so follow those on into the fun.
All right, very good. Carissa Krieger, thanks for the details and for introducing for many of us, myself included, of the facility, the Nature Conservancy's facility at the Whitney Preserve. And best of luck with things this weekend.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show. Thanks,
right.
Joe.